The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Broward Report Tuesday night edition, 1 week before election night. Yay!
Woo! Dude, woo! I don't know if it's just me. It's not about the election. But every time I hear that bumper music coming in, I get a little tingled out of my nether region.
I'm sure.
Is that normal?
Uncle Joe has the same thing happen to him when he sees little kids. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's true. You mean the sniffer in chief?
Creeper Joe. Creeper Joe.
Joe Biden. Creeper Joe. You know, did you see his rally in Georgia today?
Did people actually show up?
Dude, there was like, I swear to God, he's walking down these like the stairs. It's outdoors, of course, because they're afraid to death of everything. And there's like 12 lawn dart circles with people in them spread out in this like little lawn. He only like 12 people.
Targets? Is that what Obama did with those
they look
kids
like,
when he
they
bombed
look like
them?
Little targets, yeah. So stupid. Jeez. God.
Oh, my
and
God.
Trump's
what a bunch
there
of...
with thousands of people trying to get in, so.
Well, you know what they call that? They call it super spreaders at CNN because, you know, individual liberty and freedom, you know, they didn't force those people to go there. I mean, it's called freedom, liberty, you know, something that the Democrats don't want to do. They want to keep you in your homes. Tonight I heard on the state of Wisconsin, the governor was asking for people to shelter in place voluntarily because of the outbreak of coronavirus in Wisconsin. Just another Democrat, you know, not be able to, you know, communicate to the people. Hey, you know what? He might make it mandatory knowing this guy. That guy is a complete jerk.
What, shelter in place?
Shelter in place, yeah.
You can go fuck yourself if you tell me to shelter in
exactly.
place. I'm not sheltering in
exactly.
place. I'm not sheltering in place. I'm living my life. I'm 50 years old. And, you know, I don't want to get coronavirus. No, I don't think anybody wants COVID-19. However, with a 99.5% survivability rate, I'm gonna live my life. You know, I wash my hands. I'll put a mask on whenever I have to go in a store that requires them. But
exactly.
You know, I'll do my part. I'll stay away from, like, people. And you know, but I'm not going
to
shelter in place. I saw a story today about New Zealand. And they're having those quarantine, not camps. They're calling them quarantine camps, but they're
you
like
FEMA camps?
Mandatory centers.
Re-education
so
centers?
And families there, re-education. Well, if, you know, if the Democrats get in, they're going to be popping some of the re-education camps.
Oh, my God. You know, in talking about just – I'm going to talk about some funny stuff to start the show. You shared with me, that, and I saw this earlier this week, the Wi-Fi password. Tell the folks about this Wi-Fi password. It's the ultimate troll job by the Trump campaign.
I love Trump. So apparently for the press at his rallies, you know, they provide Wi-Fi for, you know, the press credentials. And it's probably really good Wi-Fi so they can upload and whatever they have to do. But the Wi-Fi password was, who built the cages, Joe? I love that. Who built the cages, Joe? Oh my
Got
God!
Him.
You know their heads were exploding. Definitely.
Oh my God! It's the best, man. I love the Trump campaign. Did you see the zombie ad that the Trump campaign put out there?
Yeah, that was on the what was that? The new Walking Dead show.
Walking Dead World Beyond. I was watching it
yeah, they
on
had
demand
last week.
Yeah, I was watching on demand, and they ran that ad, and I'm like, oh my God, this thing is so good. I went online, I found it, screen recorded on my iPhone, and I posted that sucker. I mean, I approved that message too. That is hilarious. If you want to see it, it's up on Parler, it's up on Instagram, it's up on Facebook, the search for our report, and you get to see it too. Because it is classic. Share it with your friends. Share it with your family. Share it with your dog. Share it with a Democrat. Share it with everybody. That is hilarious stuff.
You know who else would love to watch that? He'd probably get off on it.
Joe Biden.
Lubin Tubin.
Lubin
Tubin, dude. He'd be spanking the meat.
Going back to that guy, how did he not get fired?
I have no idea. In any other normal world, if you're on a Zoom meeting, corporate America,
Zoom,
school,
did they Zoom in
whatever.
On it?
It doesn't
That's
matter.
The question. Were they zooming in?
Because
this is a Zoom meeting. Because you can Zoom, right? Is that how it works?
You couldn't. I don't think it zoomed in, but you know, he's just sitting there, pulled down his pants, and he. Mm-hmm. I think he had like another video, watching something, and he was just stroking it off right there in front of like all these
there he is.
Power players.
Leroy Jerkin. Oh my
dude, I still
God.
Play World of Warcraft. I still play World of Warcraft.
Well, he's playing something.
I'm
World
50
of
years
something.
Old.
He had his hands full, maybe half full or quarter. I don't know. I didn't see the video, so I couldn't prove or deny.
I don't think it's been released. I haven't seen it.
It's been confirmed. But how does he not get fired? I mean, any other company would fire you, right? I mean, honestly.
That's sexual harassment. That's sexual harassment.
Yeah, we talked about it before. If
playing
a kid saw that,
that
could just install a prison time.
Yeah, so, especially if a kid walks by. Shit. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. Absolutely. Absolutely nuts. Just I cannot believe this stuff that, you know, this guy didn't get fired. But hey, whatever works. That's the left. I mean, cancel culture doesn't cancel out left-wing morons. It just cancels out right-wing conservatives.
Just Republicans.
But we did have a big win. We did have a big win this week. We got a Supreme Court justice.
Hell yeah. She was sworn in the second time today.
The official.
And they already
the
ruled. Squirt. I don't know if she was part of the – I don't think she was part of the judgment, the Wisconsin mail-in vote. Case that came down today where they can't extend the mail-in results. I don't think she was part of that because I think it was a 5-3 vote, and I'm surprised Roberts actually sided with the conservatives on this one.
Yeah. Have you heard about the Pennsylvania one that they're trying to get the Pennsylvania Supreme Court to rule that they'll be allowed to have longer mail-in voting to come in, but I was listening to Mark Levin, and it made complete sense. The Supreme Court has no jurisdiction over how they actually do mail-in voting. It's actually the state legislature, because the Constitution says the state legislatures are the ones that have the power to do that kind of stuff. That's the scary thing here, is that we're dealing with a bunch of left-wing morons that don't understand the Constitution. So if it hits the Supreme Court, that's when it's going to get very, very interesting.
Because that one's going up to, I think, didn't they want to extend it like 7 or 9 days or something like that, Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
If anybody's
I think
in Pennsylvania and knows this information, Matt, what's the number? I don't have it written down.
It's going to be very easy, 516-531-9316. If you're watching on Facebook, the number's right there in front of you as well. If you're in Pennsylvania or in the Northeast and you know a little bit more about that situation going on in Pennsylvania with the mail-in votes and counting votes after, please let us know. If you're anywhere in the country and there's some shady shit going down, let us know what's going down. We really want to hear from you because, you know, we want to be able to expose this stuff to the world of how we got shady Democrat communists trying to destroy our country at every turn. The last great hope for the world, and we live in a time where,
dude, it's a week away.
I know. My wife's
like,
please let this be over with. I'm like, I agree. I wondered if it would too. But it's not going to end that night.
It's not going to go on. It's not going to matter. It's the violence and everything. If Trump doesn't win in a massive landslide, the leftists, I'm not going to say the left, because I don't want to lump like all Democrats into this leftist, but the hardcore leftists are going to lose their shit.
I don't want to do that either, Bill, but if they don't denounce the violence of the left, they're with it.
Yeah, they're just...
You got to denounce this stuff. You got to say the violence has to stop. This is not right. But as we look through history, Bill, I'm a history buff, and I look at the Germans and the Nazis back in the 30s and 40s, even during the 20s when they were trying to get going. They used violence. They used violence as
a way. The brown shirts.
Yes, they used violence in order to get what they wanted politically. This is the Democrat Party of today. That's what they're doing. They're creating violence. They're creating
Antifa, the Black Lives Matter groups, all that.
Yes.
To create,
and they're Marxists.
Riots,
they're not anti-fascist.
Violence.
They're the fascists.
They are
that's
the fascists.
Exactly,
and that
the
drives
opposite.
Me crazy. Like, if the right wing, the Republicans are not fascist. We want freedom. We want limited government. We want, freedom of expression, freedom of speech, follow the damn Constitution. The left in the country today, you're right, they're 100%, they are the fascists. The brown shirts back in the 1930s, they stopped political opposition before Hitler got in. So they, silenced any opposition. And it terrified people, and that's what they're doing today, causing all this stress and all this destruction and riots. And, I saw, with the polls and things like that, if somebody called you today that you didn't even know, Matt, and started asking questions on who you're going to vote for, apparently a polling company, would you be honest or would you just hang up? I'm not going to answer that. If they have my
number,
I'm not
picking up the phone.
They can have my
address, calling my home phone, Bill, 3 to 4 times a day. I'm not answering. I'm not answering them. I don't want to talk to the number one. It's annoying as hell. But number two, I think a lot of people are lying to them because they don't want to possibly be labeled, because you don't know who these companies are that are trying to get information from you.
Database or whatever.
Exactly.
And those that say that we're being conspiratorial, we're not. The left, seriously, if you look at the censorship on Facebook, and we suffer that tremendously on the Breyer Report with, the limited reach, their the shadow banning, outright banning of us, we can't post for 7 days, people can't see us. You were talking last week about, we had reach into the millions. Now we're in the 100,000s. I mean, it's still a nice little bit, but you can seriously see how the powers of bees, Facebooks of the world, the Twitter, Google, are doing their absolute best to shut down, silence conservative thought and voices so they can push their own agenda. And that's not a conspiracy. It's happening all day, every day.
It's not
and,
a conspiracy when it's true. That's the problem.
And I
that's
and
the
it
issue.
Drives me crazy. A lot of the people that are pushing for the socialist agenda, the Democratic Party, Hollywood elites, music industry, LGBT groups and things like that. Once a socialistic, communistic government comes into place, what happens to those people?
They eliminate
the artists, the musicians.
They eliminate
LGBT.
Them.
They're dead. They kill them. So it's put them in re-education camps and things like that. Look at China and Russia and any
they
of those authoritarian type systems. Cuba, Venezuela, it's awful. You don't want to live that shit.
They don't care about those people. I mean, those are the ones that suffer the most. They wrangle them in saying, oh, we're all for inclusion. Then all of a sudden, you're included in something, an internment camp. That's what you're included in.
Yeah.
This happened. Look at Venezuela. They use the media. They use the unions to get in power. As soon as they got in power, guess what they did? Disbanded the media and disbanded the unions.
Got rid of guns.
Yes.
Got rid of, there's bread lines.
You don't eat those guns.
No, I'm not even bread lines. Shit. There's no food. I mean, they're eating their pets.
Yes.
So if you want to,
literally,
folks, if you want to live in that type of society, you're a fucking idiot. I don't understand.
Right. if you want to live in a totalitarian utopia, North Korea is looking for people, I think. I mean, you're not going to leave.
Oh, but they would love. Come on, if North Korea had a willing, stupid ass American go over there, they would use that person as a mouthpiece and propaganda. And you know, oh, North Korea is so good. No, it's not. It's a shithole.
But here's the thing: it's pretty damn clean. I mean, it's clean because you have no food. I mean, there's nothing to litter with. You have no food. that's what it comes down to. You're starving your ass to death. But hey, that's what people want. I mean, here's the thing, Bill. And as we have, and I'm not saying it's bad, but as we have, as a society, allowed more and more people to vote, because at first when the country was originally founded, only men that were property owners voted. But it kept to be expanded. Then we went into the 19 teens. Then we changed how we voted for senators instead of the state legislators doing it, state legislatures doing it. It expanded to, the people voting. So we've continued over the years, and a lot of these things continue to happen when liberalism, it's like, we're going to empower all these people. They're going to power them all. And guess what happens? You start losing your freedoms. You get your shit taxed to death. For what? They're not giving you anything.
Right.
They're just stealing stuff. People getting rich. Look at these government officials, for example. Do you think these government officials are not getting paid during the COVID crisis? They shut your business down, but guess what? They still get paid. They're getting paid. They're making money. But you're not. How is that fair? Look at California. Disney. Yeah. Universal Studios closed until September 2021, it looks like. It's
2021?
Crazy. Yes.
Next year.
They're talking about not opening until summer next year. Summer.
That's stupid. Gavin Newsom is the worst governor, and he's up there with Tom Wolf up in Pennsylvania.
Why don't they recall him?
That Hitler bitch up in Michigan, whatever her name is. And it's crazy. These people.
Gretchen. Yeah, Wilmore. Is it Gretchen Wilmore?
Gretchen,
I think.
Yeah. Whitmore. Gretchen Whitmore.
Yeah.
But she, they are just cackling with power.
Yeah.
They love the fact that they can turn and turn off a spigot. And these people are just like little sheep and just keep on following along. You know, Anthony Fauci, Dr. Fauci, came out and said, you have to walk on all fours and blow bubbles at the same time to prevent COVID. You people go and drive down the street, see these people walking down the street on fours. 100%.
Well, there's people wearing masks in their cars, driving with their windows down.
Come on.
I mean,
these people are stupid.
Honestly, I mean, some people, I guess they wear it so much they don't realize it, but I've seen a bunch of people doing that, and I'm like, honest to goodness, you wear them. I mean, it's so deadly, supposedly, that people take them off and throw them down on the pavement. And don't dispose them in hazmat beds. Tell me how that is.
But isn't like a bio-level 4 lab where they house like the worst pathogens? Don't you have to have like the full like air, like the air tight rooms, the reverse pressure rooms, the big suits of the airflow? No, COVID, you have to wear a cloth mask. If you fart, Matt, and you can smell your fart through your mask, virus is coming into your mask.
That's what I've said. If you can smell food cooking, if you can smell the Glade plug-in in your house, you can smell like the Lysol that you're cleaning with. If you can smell those things, that mask ain't doing you no good. Okay? I hate to break it to everybody. I hate to burst your bubble of your protection that you think you're being protected. Honestly, people are going to get it. Back in 2009 and 2010 during the H1N1, it was really bad. And a lot of people were dying of all age groups. And the Obama administration said, stop the testing. Stop the testing.
Yeah.
Because they didn't want to have any more. Now, we test so much here in the United States for COVID-19. We're finding them. But here's the thing. They're asymptomatic, showing no signs of illness. our mortality rate has dropped tremendously because we understand it. We have therapeutics now. We have, here's the thing. Don't get put on a ventilator because you're going to die. That's pretty much what happened. They were looking at the information, and people that were getting on ventilators had a far less chance of recovering and getting out of the hospital.
You're 50-50. I was on a ventilator after I had my emergency surgery.
But that's
scary,
Bill.
When my colon ruptured, I was vented for 2 days.
50-50 getting out of that situation, though.
Yeah, I was 50-50. And I remember when you came in to visit me at the hospital.
Oh, yeah, man.
Remember that time they had fluid on my lungs. They didn't know it at that time. They were taking me down to a CAT scan. That not able to breathe, I don't know if you remember the struggle I was going through, but they almost put me back on a vent that night.
Oh, after that's you brutal, left. Dude. That's brutal.
But they were able to sit me upright, and with supplemental oxygen, was able to keep my oxygen levels up. The next morning, it was like 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning, I was down there. They're taking fluid off my spleen and my lungs. And after that, I was able to breathe fine. But God, yeah, 50%. If you're on a vent, there's a good chance you're not going to get off. It's like the flu. And a lot of people worry about, that cyclonic storm or something that happens when your immune system starts going into overdrive and it starts filling up your lungs, with the fluid because it's attacking everything. That happens with pretty much all diseases. You can get that with the flu. You can have that with bronchitis. Just have pneumonia, that can happen. So there's multiple things there that can get you to that condition.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of things that lead up to that situation. But I think that our system of capitalism, our system of, being rewarded for doing the right thing financially has made our country a lot better for it. But at the same time, we can't limit our freedoms, shut down businesses. How are these people going to make money? The bills are going to be due. The water is going to be shut off. The electricity is going to be shut off. They're going to come for your house. You're going to get evicted eventually. So these governors and the governors in the Republican states are like, we're getting back open to business. And the Democrat ones are the actual fascists. They're the ones, the Democrats, the ones with the high death rates, the ones that are still locking down your states. With all the deaths, saying they care about you.
Putting the people in nursing homes. Putting the old people in nursing homes.
There's no reason for that.
New York.
No reason.
Pennsylvania
did that.
They have
plenty.
In Pennsylvania, that health, whatever, I don't know. I don't know her name, his name, whatever.
Dude,
I don't want to offend anybody.
I can't tell.
Her name.
That's Pat from Saturday Night Live, dude. I cannot tell.
Right.
And I'm being serious.
She, no, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know either.
What it is. But she took people, her mom, out of the nursing home, put her in her home, I guess, or kept her somewhere, as she was ordering people with COVID into the nursing homes in Pennsylvania.
I think the Secretary of Health for the state of Pennsylvania took her, I can't tell, and I'm not trying to find out, in a hotel, away.
Right.
From the other COVID patients. But at the same time, throwing COVID patients in nursing homes and assisted living facilities while President Donald Trump, which he did not have to do, was having the Army Corps of Engineers open up tent hospitals, providing more ventilators, providing so many things for these states, these liberal blue
mercy
states.
Ships.
Yes, for New York and for L.A., and guess what?
Yeah.
Cuomo in New York still sent him. You know why he did it? I'll tell you, Bill, why he did it. Because I did the math.
Why did
it? Because it costs around $130,000 a year to have someone in a nursing home. One person. You know that? $130,000. For all the deaths that occurred there in New York State, over $1 billion will be saved every year. Over $1 billion. If you can't tell me he didn't do that on purpose, then you're lying to yourself. Because no sane person that says they want to protect the elderly would ever do that. That's a crime.
You're not
going to
put somebody into a hostile situation. Like my mom and a lot of older parents and stuff, as you get older, you're going to get underlying conditions. I would not want to put my mom into a nursing home knowing, like, she's up in Pennsylvania. Down here, I'd feel fine because Florida's, you know, Governor DeSantis isn't stuffing people into places like that. But, you know, I don't want to, put her into a situation where, I mean, she's very active and stuff. So this, if she's listening, hopefully she's not. But, you know, she's in great shape. But, you know, down the road, you don't want to have, you know, your loved one put into a virus pit, you know, enclosed, pours, you know, I don't know what the circulation is. And I mean, it's crazy what these governors are doing. But I don't know. I guarantee November 4th, the shit's going to end.
Oh, I know.
It's going to end November 4th.
Yeah.
So.
And here's the thing. We cannot, we have to be smart. And it comes down to people being smart. I believe in individual liberty and freedom. Our country was founded on that. Liberty and freedom, not the government telling you where you can go if you can open your business or not because of a virus going around. Okay? The states and even the federal government, the experts, were wrong. Remember Fauci? Don't wear a mask. No, wear a mask. Oh, yeah, I'll throw the first pitch at the Nationals game, but I won't wear a mask. I mean, dude, I mean, be an example. You know, they say President Trump's being a bad example, you know, having all these events. Guess what? Liberty and freedom. Liberty and freedom. I will keep saying that till I'm damn blue in the face. It is a personal responsibility. If you do not want to go outside for the rest of your life and you can afford to pay your bills, whatever, and be self-sufficient, good for you. But guess what? My ass wants to go outside. My ass wants to have friends. That's what I want to do. I want to be able to go travel and do things that I want to do because you know what? That's my liberty and freedom. Sorry, folks.
You're an adult. Now, Matt, if depending on the business, I will wear a mask. Depending on the situation, where I go to Universal,
a
couple times a month.
Smart, Bill.
I wear a mask. I wash my hands. I have hand sanitizer all over the place. You know, we're talking about like the smells. The mask I can see would be good for somebody like sneezes in your face or coughs in your
face.
But when's the last time somebody sneezed in your face or blatantly like coughed? Like right
my dog. My dog sneezed in my face.
Well, your dog, yeah. Maybe when your daughter was young and little baby, they sneeze, they barf on you and stuff. But an adult is not going to look at you and just sneeze at you. It's not going to happen. I've never had that happen.
I haven't had it happen either. But these masks, they don't work. You need a literal gas mask. Wear it around all day long if you don't want to get something. And even the N95s, that's 95%. It's not 100%. It's not.
No.
So unless you're going to a viral lab and you have those hazmat suits on, you're not really protected. People get sick. It happens. We have viruses. We have bacteria. It's just the way it is. We cannot be scared.
I will tell you the truth. Yeah, I'll tell you, though, Matt, if Ebola ever became, like, aerosolized and had like an R naught of like 4.
That's different, dude. That's completely different.
I'm not going.
That's completely different. I know, but that's a different situation. That is a contact type. And you mentioned it if it got in the air, but you know what?
Yeah.
We have medication now. I think there's a vaccine now. It took 5 years to develop, but guess what?
Yeah.
The United States developed
it. It's okay. Yeah, it works pretty – I guess it does pretty well, and I know some of the therapeutics and stuff work, you know, with Ebola as well and those filoviruses like Marburg and, you know, you get the Lassa fever. There's a hemorrhagic Lassa fever that can, you know, cause like Ebola-type symptoms and things like that. So I think those, you know, those viruses, you're right, they're contact. So mostly it's you're touching the blood and the fluid. But, you know, aerosolized would be scary as shit. Or like
I mean, that's the end of the world.
Ebola would be awful.
That's the end. It's like the zombie apocalypse happens. Well, let's talk about zombie apocalypse. I want to talk about, you know, we're talking about viruses and bacteria and stuff. I'm a big Walking Dead fan. I mean, some people aren't, some people are. But they have some spinoffs. They have Fear of the Walking Dead. They have Walking Dead, World Beyond. If you're a Walking Dead fan, there's always been a kind of a secret of like called the it's the, what do they call it? The Republic? The,
yeah,
something, I forget what they're called. But it's called something, the Republic, and they're like about 200,000 people. I think they're in the state of Ohio. They have electricity, they have gas, they have food. They're pretty much, they have helicopters, they have everything.
Yep.
They have everything because they are very strict in what they do. But this new series that came out shows the kids that have lived 10 years later into the pandemic, or, you know, the Walking Dead universe 10 years later after the fall. I think it's really well done. It's I think it's called the Civic Republic or something like that.
Civic Republic, yeah.
Yeah. But they're looking at how, I guess you can say, totalitarianism is not the best thing ever, because if you watch the series, I think it was episode two, they wiped out an entire colony of people that were.
Thanks, Matt. Just finished episode one. Yep.
Sorry, Dave. But it's a really good example of, you know, the government's here to help you. That's a scary thing, because they're not really there to help you.
Government, I'm here to help. No way.
Exactly. But as soon as you piss off the government, think about this. Think about if they did Medicare or Medicaid for all. Okay. Think about this, Bill. And you probably agree with me here. If you don't eat the foods that they want you to eat, they can deny you because the government runs it. Right? The rules are the rules.
True. You have to have the healthy lifestyle, and, you know,
the Michelle Obama
lunch
program.
Because, yeah, they have to keep the cost low, because it's going to cost trillions of dollars to do.
You know what? I don't think it's going to cost trillions of dollars. You know what they're going to do, Bill? They're just going to make it where they're going to ration it off. And guess what? If it's Medicare for all or Medicaid for all, guess what's going to happen? They're going to make the reimbursement so terrible, no one's going to want to be a doctor. And guess what's going to happen? We're going to have less and less access to healthcare. And it's not about health insurance anymore. That's what's going to happen. Rationing. Because no one's going to want to deal with the government on reimbursements. No one. No one wants to do it now. It's terrible.
Yeah. They already pay so low. The Medicare rates are so low. It's crazy.
It's embarrassing.
I wouldn't want to be a doctor just seeing Medicare patients. You'd starve.
There's a lot of doctors that go private practice that are just say, you know what, I'm cash only. If you want to file through your insurance, file it your own self. But I take cash only. Yep. And the concierge services, like you pay them a few thousand a year, you got a personal doctor. And sometimes it's better off doing it that way. I mean, with some of these health insurance plans, I mean, catastrophic plans, paying like thousands of dollars a year for just a catastrophic plan? That's ridiculous.
Right. What's Obamacare, like $12,000 deductible for a family?
That's ridiculous.
So you're basically self-insuring at that point. You can't afford that.
Exactly. And,
pay $12,000 for deductible? There's no way.
There's been liberals saying, hey, I want this because I own my business, and they're a small business owner, and they don't want to have, you know, the high cost. They want access to health insurance. Here's the thing. You own a business. You know this. That's how things work. If you don't want to do that, then get a job with a corporation that offers health insurance. How is it my responsibility to provide you with health insurance? It's not. You chose. You chose to own a business. You chose that lifestyle. If you make choices like that, why are we telling the government to fix things? Because you don't want to do it the way everybody else wants to do
right.
it. That's not right. That's not, and I go back to this, Bill, it's not liberty and freedom. That's not. When the government tells you you've got to do things.
Right.
That's what communists do.
Yeah. And that, it's not going to, it's, I just, I'm feeling optimistic about next week.
I am too.
You know, based on just, well, I was talking early, a little bit ago about, you know, Biden's rally, like 12 freaking people. And Bon Jovi, I think, played this weekend. And there was like 13,
wait, they had a
14
concert?
People. And like
how is that
seven...
even legal? Was that legal in the state he was
no,
in?
He had a no, it wasn't a concert. It was a Biden rally.
Okay.
John Bon Jovi played to like 12 people, 13 people.
But that says
but
be a concert.
Seven pump...
That's technically a concert.
Yeah, I guess it was a concert. I guess it was a concert.
I wonder if that was
legal
where he did it. Was that legal?
Well, I don't know. Probably not. It looked colder. Right. So they're up in the north. So there's some liberal-ass governor up there that's, you know, closing everything down. But it's Biden, so he can have John Bon Jovi. He can do whatever he wants.
I know.
He can just declare a riot. You have 100,000 people.
It's funny that all these Trump rallies, all those people show up peaceful. Everything's clean when you leave. But you got a Biden rally, and it's just like, it's ridiculous. And you got Barack Obama running around now saying, oh, you know, Trump's a bad dude. Dude, you're the guy that locked up the kids in the cages, man. That's Barack Obama,
yeah.
Folks.
You're the one who built the cages, 2014.
He built that.
Pictures on remember, the internet.
You remember when Obama says, that business, you didn't build that? He built those cages.
Right.
He
built the cages.
He authorized
that.
Cal
Mala. Did you see Cal Mala might have broke some laws? I think she was campaigning up
was
in Pennsylvania.
Was she yelling
might have been Philadelphia the other day
with a loudspeaker at people in line
voting? There are people in line to vote, and she's across the street with a loudspeaker. Isn't that electioneering?
I think that's illegal. I saw
think
the picture. I think she was too close. I think you have to get like 100 feet.
Right. I was like, we voted today, early voted today, and the place we went, it has a sign clearly to not have any electioneering or presentation of candidates, something along those lines. You have to be 120 feet away. So all the signs are 120 feet away from the polling place and stuff. So, yeah, she was not 120 feet away.
I pulled my truck and went Trump flag, though, right in the parking lot. Would I get in trouble for that? Would I get in trouble for that?
Yeah, maybe. It worked.
I mean, when I go to the polls to vote on Tuesday, do you think I'll get in trouble if I pull my truck out with my Trump flag?
I wouldn't do it.
Well, I mean, I'll park 120 feet away if I need to. My wife might not appreciate the walk.
Park the last walk in.
Yeah.
Do you have a pretty big place where you vote?
It's a church. I mean,
yeah.
Democrats don't want to go under.
Yeah,
they might burn.
Your truck comes back. It's on fire. But where
I got
you
gap.
Live, it's pretty.
I got
like,
gap. I'm good, dude.
Where you got gap insurance?
I got
yeah,
gap.
Where you live, it's not. It's not as bad. You know, it's pretty.
It.
You know,
it's
down
pretty
near
red, dude.
Area.
We're pretty red.
It's pretty red. Now, I voted up by Simpson Park, by the hospital.
That's pretty blue, dude.
And it was like Biden sign every house. I'm looking at these people. I'm like, man, you keep on voting for the same people, and they keep screwing you over,
yeah.
And keeping you down, not giving you the incentive to want to do anything else except suck off the government teeth.
Yeah.
And you're still like bitching about things never change, but because you keep voting for the same shit all the time, makes no sense. Zero sense.
Yeah. It makes zero sense. What's going on there? I mean, you know, they're always saying, you know, the Republicans are going to do something bad to you. Have you seen the ghettos? I mean, Donald Trump's done so much for the black community. It's true. Opportunity zones, tens of billions of dollars reinvesting in black and minority communities in the United States. Historically, black colleges funded. Don't have to come back every year. They are funded now.
He's working
with
Ice Cube for that platinum plan.
For the platinum plan to help the black community.
Black Americans? Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Honestly, Donald Trump's not a racist. Have you seen all the pictures of him before he ran? Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, all these people around him. Because you know what? Donald Trump actually cares about the black community. He cares about the Hispanics. He cares about the whites. He cares about the Asians. He cares about the American Indians. He cares about everybody. Because you know what? He's probably one of the best presidents we've ever had in this country. And I've been saying that sincerely. You may not like his tweets and stuff, but I really think that he is one of the best presidents by far. We lost Bill there for a second. I don't know if the Joe Biden campaign got him, but we might have said something that someone didn't like out there, but I think Bill will be back in a second. Oh, my God. I love this stuff. I love when it just seems like we're just getting nailed by somebody or getting attacked online. But hopefully Bill will be back in a second. Goodness gracious me. Crazy times that we live in. But we're going to be talking today also about the Supreme Court trying to stack against justices. I think we got Bill back. Hey, Bill, what happened, man?
Hey, I thought I was like, you know, are they banning us now on Blog Talk?
Dude, I just...
I'm talking.
Dude,
I don't even know. I don't know where I dropped off of at, but...
You dropped off about a minute ago, but listen, and I was talking about this as soon as I saw you drop off the studio. This happens when we talk about things that they don't like us talking about.
It happens all the time. It's crazy.
It happens. As soon as we do something controversial that, you know, I don't know who goes after us, but we've had the show shut down, middle of the show can't get back on when we hit a topic that's very controversial. So, and I'll say it again, Donald Trump's not a racist. He has helped the black community. And I think personally, he's one of the greatest presidents that has ever lived. And if we don't reelect him, it is a damn crime against our country, our constitution, and the history of the world. Because I honestly think that if we didn't have him right now, we had Hillary Clinton, dear Lord, help us all.
Oh my God.
We'd be in a damn Great Depression right now.
We'd be in a war.
Because that chick would want us to be like that.
Yeah.
She's not her husband, folks. She is not a Bill Clinton. Trust me on that. Bill Clinton was smart enough to work with Newt Gingrich. Because he knew
he trended to the center, which is fine. I didn't mind him. I didn't like him when he first got in. Because he was super liberal with Hillary healthcare, whatever that shit she was working on back, Hillary care, back
Hillary care
when he first got elected.
Where you get in airplanes and crash all the time.
Yeah. Was that Ron Brown? That was Ron Brown, wasn't it?
Dude, there were several people that died.
Secretary?
Huh? Several people died in plane crashes. Remember? I think it was like three or four different situations where planes crashed.
Yeah.
My God.
I think that guy's last name was Brown. He was Secretary of Interior or something like that. Black guy. And he was killed. So it's,
dead.
They do have a lot of deaths behind them. You know, Epstein.
Dude, too many people die that are associated with them. I mean, dude, don't even go to like a meet and greet with them because you might get associated or suicided or whatever they call it nowadays.
Suicided.
That's the thing.
How long after, if Biden does win, hope to God he doesn't, but how long after he gets inaugurated, does Kamala?
25th, baby.
25th Amendment. 25th Amendment on his ass.
Going to 25th him. Because when Nancy Pelosi was talking about that committee, that was not for Trump, folks. I hate to break it to you.
It's for Biden.
It's for Biden.
It's for Biden.
They're going to nail him. They're going to remove him from office. And I'm telling you right now, it will happen before he takes office. It will happen before.
You think?
Watch. Watch. If he wins for some miracle, watch. Just because he's elected doesn't mean they wouldn't try to remove him. They are some shady characters, man. It's House of Cards, real life.
He's useful idiot for them.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you know what?
It's sad that his wife is allowing that to happen.
It's elder abuse.
It is. You're letting some dude run around with dementia, can't remember anything. He was saying George, like George W. Bush instead of Donald Trump in a video that was released this week.
Oh, but the left is saying, well, he's talking to George Lopez during the interview.
No,
so he had to be talking.
No,
about
he didn't
him.
Know
no,
what he was
if
talking
you listen
about.
To it, he's like, clearly he's referencing, wanted to say something about Trump, but he said George.
Three times.
Watch the video.
Watch the video, folks. The video
and
doesn't
she
lie.
She whispers to him, Trump.
Yeah.
If you watch that. It's crazy.
He doesn't take questions or anything.
If he wins,
Gerwins.
He can't. I don't see him. If he can't last an hour and a half of the debate, because that last debate he was in, he was pretty okay for a while. Then near the end, he started trailing off, stumbling, mumbling, and things like that, losing his train of thought.
You want to hear a conspiracy theory?
National crisis at 3 o'clock in the morning. He's going to be sleeping. He's not going to be able to get up and handle that shit.
You want to hear a conspiracy theory? I know you do. It's all about conspiracy theories tonight.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Here's a conspiracy theory, okay? That Joe Biden wasn't really debate prepping those 3 days. He was getting chemotherapy treatments to try to help him get through that debate.
Chemo. All the chemo.
Yes. Yes. I talked to some people that are very close to the medical field, and they use chemotherapy in these situations to help people get through these types of situations, like dementia and other things like Joe Biden's going through. That's why he was gone for 3 days off the trail, not debate prepping, but actually getting medicated for 3 days.
If possible. Nothing will surprise me anymore about 2020. I mean,
here's the thing. They always tell Trump, prove it, prove it, prove it. I want to see your tax returns. I want to see Biden's medical records. Like, seriously, medical records proving that he is capable and mentally fit for office. I want to see that. And I want to see a doctor say that. Because here's the thing. No doctor will say that, because if he wins by some chance and gets in, they're going to get rid of him immediately. No doctor in their right mind would certify him. That's the issue.
One of the things, if he does by some miracle fucking win on his side, not a miracle, it would be devastating. If any of the Democrats on Facebook, our friends, start bitching about the way things start going, I'm going to throw a punch somebody. I swear to God. We've been telling people they're going
to do
a communist takeover. Black Lives Matter is a communist organization, Marxist organization. Antifa is not, it's not a group, but it's still
an idea
that's causing a lot of violence.
Well, it's an idea that's burning down your cities. It's just an idea.
So
you're imagining if the cities are burning down. It's not real.
Right. But if they complain about when my cast is going on, I'm going to lose my shit. Honest to God. Because
I've
been telling people, the Republicans, the conservatives have been telling people, this is what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And they're finally, before the Democrats used to hide what their true intentions were, they're blatantly telling you to the face, they're going to stack the courts. They're talking seriously about stacking the Supreme Court, adding at least up to 13 judges, pretty much nullifying the court now. Or what Joe Biden was talking about, rotating people. So what are they going to do, take Clarence Thomas and throw him to the Seventh Circuit? I mean, that's stupid. Talking about that, they're talking about ending the legislative filibuster.
Mm-hmm.
That is the biggie. If they end the legislative filibuster and they keep the House and the Senate and the White House, anything passes will automatically get through. Anything. So if they want to make Puerto Rico a state and D.C. a state, because they can get 4 senators out of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's 104 senators.
Or look at it. Maybe do Guam. Just change the rules.
Yeah.
Just start stacking. I mean,
and if you say something to somebody, dude, they're going to stack the court. It's going to be, they're going to fill it with leftists. It's going to be an awful. Oh, you're just saying, and you're a Trump cult person. No. We're not just saying that. It's going to happen.
And
if it happens,
this?
It's not going to be the same country.
Think about this. Why don't we just stack the court?
Right.
I mean, they keep saying they're going to do it. Why don't we just do it?
Because
they threatened it. Thanks for the idea.
Yeah.
We'll just do it now.
Yeah.
We'll stack the court with 6 extra judges, make it 15, and we'll have a real conservative majority. How about that one? I mean, it goes both ways.
Republicans won't do that. We don't have the media behind us. We don't have the social
media. Screw the
media
dude. Screw the media.
I know, but they are able to manipulate stupid people into believing, you know, their propaganda. It's unbelievable.
The Ministry of Propaganda. That's what they are. Goebbels will be proud of what this country has become. Mainstream TV media, print media, web media, social media companies like Facebook and Twitter continuing to ban like Brower Report. They threatened Mark Levin. Mark Levin has over a million followers, threatened him.
New York Post still can't post on Twitter.
Is that scary?
And they're a major newspaper. They're like the fourth oldest newspaper in the country. But
dude,
they can't post on Twitter.
I shared a Washington Times article, and we got banned for 30 days from reach.
Right, because of that. It was the Washington Times. Because Washington Times is not the Washington Post.
Yeah,
more conservative versus the left-wing.
Bezos.
Yeah.
Owned by Amazon. Is that scary? The largest corporation in the world, which is, I believe it's Amazon now. They're the largest corporation. Them and Apple, they're controlling everything. Maybe it's time to start breaking these things up. Because, I mean, I'm a capitalist, but my God, I mean, you're putting all these eggs in these baskets of these left-wing. And here's the thing, they're not just left-wing. They're left-wing. When capitalism works good for them, that's fine. But when it works against them, they hate it. You know? That's not how it works.
The thing is, if they get the socialist government they're pushing for,
they
are going to be told and forced. And that's going to piss them off because they like their little power. They can manipulate who sees what now. But if they're told by the government, you are going to do this, this, and this, they're not going to be happy. They're not.
But guess what?
So
you made a choice. You made your bed with a bunch of communists. That's what you're doing. This is how communism works, folks. You're going to have a bunch of people telling you what to do, how to think, which you're already trying to do, what you're going to eat, already trying to do that to you, what you're going to drive. Look at California. They're going to ban internal combustion engines being sold in 2035, executive order by Gavin Newsom. No more gasoline engines or diesel engines, no internal combustion engines for brand new vehicles starting in 2035. Dude,
did you see
Gavin
Newsom's Thanksgiving shit? Yeah, you're not going to do anything. Did you see his Thanksgiving rules?
What's his Thanksgiving rules?
So no more than three families, mixed families, can be at Thanksgiving. There's a two-hour limit. You have to be outdoors. You can only go inside to use the facilities, and you must wear a mask and no singing. It's in Newsweek.
Kiss my ass. Kiss my ass.
Look at Newsweek. Yep. And I'm citing Newsweek. I'm not citing Fox News or Breitbart or something like that.
You know what? Gavin Newsom's a fucking dictator. Fuck that guy.
He's an idiot. So, that
guy's an asshole.
Living in these.
Dude, didn't they recall Jerry Brown in California not too long back? Didn't they recall him? They got rid of him?
They're trying to. I know they're.
I think they did. I think they got rid of him.
They're getting pretty close with Gavin Newsom now, too.
Dude, they need to get rid of him, man. That guy is dangerous. Why didn't he have Nancy Pelosi arrested? She was breaking the rules.
Aren't they related? Some weird.
You know what? There's some kind of line breeding thing going on in that family, I think. I don't know. But I think there is some kind of marriage cousins, you know, Billy Bob
something.
Or whatever going on in that family. Because the way they act. I mean, I think Nancy Pelosi's got something going on. I think she got Parkinson's, dude. And I'm not a doctor by any means, but she's got the shakes, dude. She got the shakes.
She's got alcohol withdrawal or something.
Maybe that is true. I mean, we people can see that, but I think there's definitely something going wrong. I think she's like 80, isn't she? She's like 80 years old.
Yeah, she's 80 some years old. Yeah,
dude,
she needs to retire.
Re-fucking tire, leave. Leave. No one likes you.
She
not even
do.
Dude, no one likes you. You are the Wicked Witch from the Wizard of Oz. No one likes you. Get some ruby red slippers and don't go near an earthquake zone because you might be under the house. That's how bad no one really likes that chick. Oh God, she's nasty. She's a vile woman. She really honestly is.
A lot of them are just screechy women. Like Kamala Harris, her laugh, that cackle of
hers. Oh, her laugh. It's like Hillary Clinton.
Oh God.
You know, getting that, you know, they get in trouble because they're lying and they start laughing because they're lying. So every time they laugh, they lie.
Yeah.
You caught them in a lie.
She was
and people look up to them.
They love these. I don't know if you've seen. I was showing Wendy, my wife, on Twitter.
You're married, Bill? I didn't know you're married. I'm just joking.
28 years. I'm gonna punch you in the face too.
Wow.
No, I'm just kidding. No, but,
you're gonna punch me in the face for 28 years. Nice.
I'm gonna punch you in the face.
Okay, gotcha.
No. Not my wife, now you. But no. Jeez. That's gonna end well. So
yeah,
anyway,
well,
the mail-in votes up in Pennsylvania. I'm gonna keep on in Pennsylvania because Pennsylvania is in a shithole and with this mail-in ballot stuff. This is good news for us, I think. There's like 40-some%, it was like 45-46%. Of the mail-in votes that were requested have not been returned. So let's say state of Pennsylvania the people requested 2 million mail-in votes, ballots, 46% of them have not been returned back. And that's not good for the Democrats because they are counting on those mail-in votes.
I think some people, here's my personal thought process here. I had a ballot in a primary, I think it was either 2 years ago, I think, something like that range. It got rejected for my signature. It was rejected. And you know what? I didn't go back, try to do anything about it because you know what? All the people I wanted to win won anyways. So it was fine and dandy.
Okay.
It's fine. So I don't get absentee ballots anymore, but I've been talking to a lot of people that have absentee ballots. You know what they're doing? They're not mailing them back. They're turning them in person. Because why would you take the chance of it being lost in the mail or We've seen the videos of these postal workers, and I'm not trying to label all postal workers by any means. Bill,
you're not like
this.
The left and all the cops are bad? Come on, man.
Exactly. Exactly. We don't want to do that. I know a lot of postal workers. My mailman on my route, dude's awesome. You know what he does? He knows I work from home now. So he you know what he does? If there's a package, he doesn't just put the package on my door, put the mail in my mailbox. He puts it all on the doorstep for me.
Nice.
That's awesome.
So he knows you're going to come out and get it.
Yes. He knows I'm home. He knows my truck's outside.
So he doesn't want you going out there naked. So.
Yeah, exactly. You know, just pop out my ring doorbell and say, "Ooh, there I am. Ooh, here I am, Mom." Oh, my God.
Jeffrey Lubin Tubin.
Lubin Tubin on the ring tubin. God, man. So let's do some prediction here. Because I think it's kind of important to kind of get on the record before. I think Trump wins. I could see just by the excitement that I see with people, the boat parades, the truck parades that are going on, especially in Florida.
California too.
Scary thing is California in play, Bill? There's a chance.
I don't know if you've seen the videos of the rallies in like LA, like all the truck rallies in Beverly Hills. There's like a lot of people that I wouldn't expect. Like 4 years ago, you didn't see that in California.
No, you didn't.
And they had a boat thing up in San Francisco too, and it was pretty large. So it's hard to tell.
Do you think people are just sick of the Democrats in California so bad that they want to just give it to them and vote Trump?
They might. You see a lot of the stars are pissed off. And, you know, people are moving out of California to get away from the restrictive government there.
But here's
so
the thing.
It's
they better not vote Democrat then. When they leave, Because you left the shithole. I mean, you know, you need to learn your lesson.
You
can't change
Florida.
It. You don't
New York,
my Florida.
Don't California,
my Florida.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. You know what? There'll be nowhere else to go after you do that.
No.
That'll be it.
Alaska.
God. Yeah, can you imagine moving to Alaska to get away from it?
I'd probably retire and just like move to Belize or something.
You know, with no taxes. There's no income tax there.
No.
That's why people move there.
No.
You know there's no income tax in the Bahamas? No income tax.
Did not know that. The cost of living is more expensive though in the Bahamas versus Belize. Belize and Honduras are pretty cheap.
Yeah, but I mean we're talking about small countries. You know, they're tiny countries. But you know, I think it's kind of cool not having an income tax. I mean, I'm in for that. I'm in keeping my own money.
You're predicting Trump how many electoral votes?
Was it 270 to win?
Yep.
He gets over 300 at least.
I think 324.
It's solid. It might be a landslide. It might
popular,
be a landslide.
He might
man.
Still lose. He might still lose a popular vote.
But here's the funny part. You want to hear the funniest part of it all? Like Colorado is one of those states that said that they would go with the popular vote. Can you imagine if they voted for Biden, but Trump won the popular, so they have to give it to Trump? Can you imagine that it puts Trump into the White House for a second term because their new rule?
Are they the only state? There's only a couple states that did that. And Trump didn't win them. He didn't win Colorado the last time, right?
No, I don't think he did. But I know Colorado is definitely one of them.
Yeah, a lot of the states that these, you know, some of the wacky, you know, vote counting, you know, the mail-in stuff, a lot of them are states that he didn't win. Now, the ones I worry about, like Pennsylvania, he won. You know, I talked to some friends up in Pennsylvania, and they see, you know, some Biden signs in the city, but it's all Trump everywhere. Outside, like Pittsburgh and stuff, outside, it's all Trump everywhere.
Yeah.
So he should perform well like he did the last time. He should still win Pennsylvania. I think Minnesota is going to be in play. I think Michigan, Wisconsin. You know, Joe Biden and his anti-fracking stance and things are going to hurt him in states like Ohio, Texas, Pennsylvania, you know, anywhere, even up in like Wisconsin. They might not do, you know, fracking up Wisconsin, but they have the sand fields that they use, you know, after, you know, the fracking process. They do stuff up in Wisconsin with that to help, you know, produce the oils and the gas and stuff like that.
Speaking of, you know, fracking, because Joe was for it before, he was against it before, he was for it again. Did you see that there's news articles, there's people doing Google searches saying, how can I change my vote now?
Yep, Pennsylvania's up there. Florida actually has that too. Wisconsin, Michigan was on the list. I think there's like 10 states that are pretty prominent.
Early voting
is, like the top...
is a Democrat thing. To give them as much time to get people to vote, you know, to, you know, bus them in or do whatever they got to do. So now they're having issues because some people are wanting to change their mind. But here's the thing. We got a week left. If there's people already thinking that way, some people haven't voted yet. I think that this could be Trump landslide because people are changing their minds.
Could be.
Why do you want to vote for a guy with dementia that doesn't know where he is half the time, what he ate for breakfast? He doesn't know which city he's in, what state he's in. He can't come out. Can you imagine a president that won't even come out for questions? Trump is the most available president to the press
ever
I have ever seen, probably ever. He's always out there.
Answer questions.
Always.
And he will let them ask questions for 45 minutes.
Yes. And
he doesn't care.
Go to campaign events and talk to the crowd for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
2 hours. Biden can't even have an event for 2 hours total for a week.
No, I'm and surprised
he's
going to
be president
for the rest. Yeah, he's an idiot.
God, man.
And there's more Hunter stuff coming out. Did you see the audio file?
That
was
released. I have not seen that
about,
yet.
Hunter was talking about the company. He was bitching. Basically, his partners are screwing him over. There's one of the partners, or one of the people that helped start this one business, is the spy chief in China.
Oh, nice.
And he mentions it in this audio recording as he's bitching about some of his partners are making like $330 million or something like that. So, you know,
Joe Biden is dirty. He's definitely dirty.
He definitely knows. You know,
he knows.
So,
well, here's the math. I like listening to Mark Levin because I think he does a really excellent job in explaining the issues and has a crack research team. Joe Biden made around, I think it was around $150,000 a year as a U.S. senator. How can that guy afford a $3 million house on $150,000 a year?
Can't.
Has anybody thought about that?
And what does vice president make, like 230? 240?
Something like that.
President makes 410 or something like that.
I think president makes 450 or something like that. I think it's 450.
Yeah, vice
something
president
like
270
range.
Or something.
So
even then,
how can
you
he
can't
afford that?
Three homes. You can't.
And how can he afford the taxes in Delaware? Those taxes are extremely high. It's the Northeast, man. There's no reason that he can afford that stuff. The taxes alone are probably $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a year on each home.
Yep.
Easily that much. So the math
salary
just
so
doesn't
do
add
can't
up.
Afford it.
No.
Can't afford it.
So where's the money coming from? And I think we shared a meme, and I'm probably going to get banned because of it. And it was this one chick, I think she's a liberal, saying, you know, Joe Biden, you know, you have no proof because it wasn't on his taxes if he took bribes. Why would he put it on his taxes? It's called a bribe. It's illegal.
It's like that whole how the media was saying, well, that meeting with that Burisma official, Hunter Biden's company's official, where Joe Biden was supposedly met the person for like a couple hours. It wasn't on his official vice president's schedule, but there was like 3 hour blocks that were like, there's nothing on them.
Yeah.
So nobody finds that suspicious. Well, you'd have that meeting on there. No, he wouldn't. If you're doing shit illegally, you're not going to be putting that stuff on her. Come on.
Meeting with crackhead
son. Joe Biden.
Son.
Come on, man. Come on,
he's
man.
Like, sorry, you on cocaine? His son is.
His son is on crack.
Dude,
crack is whack.
Of his son. You know, I shared one where he's like, hey, daddy, I made Ukraine. It was like on a glass table and the outline is cocaine. Oh, my God. Oh,
harsh.
It is harsh. But you know what? You want to play the game? He went after Trump's kids. Sorry, dude. Open season now. As soon as you open up stuff, and adult children is a lot different than going after Barron. You know, if he went after Barron, you know, a teenager, you know, under 18, I that would be seriously messed up. But he goes after Trump's kids. Guess what? It's open season on your cokehead son. Sorry, dude. He's a cokehead.
Chinese prostitute loving. Yeah.
Dude, crazy. That guy, I mean, that laptop, he made a really bad mistake. Hillary Clinton would have suicided him by now. Think about that.
You know, I was listening to Hannity on the way home. It was a couple nights ago. And he said, it might have been last week, he was saying that there's a chance, it might have been a caller that called in.
There's a chance.
There's a chance that the laptop, Hunter just left it there and just doesn't want to deal with this shit anymore.
That's a distinct possibility.
By his dad. Huh?
There's a distinct possibility that he did do that.
He didn't want to work for his dad and be, you know, pushed this way. And He was mm-hmm. the one being abused. You know, he's a poor drug addict now. You know, who knows how that started? Was it because of his dad pushing him to do stuff? Who knows? We'll see. If Trump
yeah, exactly.
gets elected again, if he gets reelected, I hope he goes hog wild on these people.
Well, I agree with you. I think as soon as he gets reelected,
Insurrection Act,
it's on.
Insurrection Act, and just start rounding up these governors and putting them in jail. Boom, 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 boom.
Dude, it's like they are completely violating the Constitution. They are completely violating it. They're putting people on house arrest. That's what they're doing.
It's crazy.
For no reason. For no reason. And people that tolerate that in these states, that's on them now, man. I mean, y'all got to do something about that. I'm not saying overthrow your governor by any means, but y'all got to do something. Vote them all out.
It's called the vote. 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 We, you know, the right, the Republicans, the conservatives, libertarians, we are not violent people.
No, we're
not. You know, when Obama won twice, was I happy? No. Was I losing my shit and like burning stuff down? No. You know, we dealt with it. We got through it. Whatever.
We lose elections.
The left won't do that.
We don't burn shit down. I mean, we try to build stuff
still.
Build businesses, build buildings. When the left loses something, when their feelings get hurt or some shit, they burn shit down. They beat people up. You know, they take over buildings. They rob. They loot. I mean.
Did you see that? Did you see Philadelphia last night?
They attacked like 30 police officers after that shooting.
Yeah, did you see the video of the guy charging the two cops with a knife?
I did not see the video. I have
There's
heard
a cell
the
phone video
of
him charging him with a knife. Yes, you're going to be shot. And these people are saying, why don't you shoot him in the leg? No, why don't you use a taser? No, have you ever
That's
seen
a Joe Biden
tasering
move.
People?
Shoot
they
him in
still
the
keep on. They keep on coming at you. They're on PCP or anything like that. You know, a taser's not going to work. A shot in the leg's not going to work. If you pull out your weapon, you're shooting. And you're not shooting just to, you know, you're shooting to put down.
We're not talking about Tubin either.
So the cops.
We're not talking about his weapon.
Yeah.
I mean, he pulled that on a Zoom call.
Right. Right. But, you know, they're rioting and, like, destroying, like, Philadelphia last night over a justified shooting. It's just 100% justified.
It's low info,
it
man.
It makes no sense.
Low info people getting used and abused by the media, dude. The Democrats.
It's crazy.
They do that all the time.
It's crazy.
They rile these people up saying that everybody's out to kill them, but they're not. Here's the thing. You want to defund the police? You see what happened in Minnesota when they started, you know, having less patrols? Rapes up. Murders up. Assault up. Robberies are up. It got so bad in Minnesota, was the police chief said, you know, don't call. Don't call.
Right.
We ain't coming to help you. Just give them what they want.
We'll send a social worker. Yeah, that's not going to help.
Imagine if they did that? Social workers? Yeah, okay. That's going to work out really well. First one gets shot.
Put down the knife, sir. Put down a knife.
We're going to do it for the nonviolent ones. But that's the problem. Some of these nonviolent ones turn violent. That's why you have a police officer there.
Right. I don't know. If Joe Biden wins and the state of the country continues the way it's going to go, which it's going to, the riots are not going to stop, folks.
Nope.
Just because Joe Biden won. It's going to continue. It's going to ramp up. And there's going to be retribution against – and you look at the – you know, some of the pundits and stuff on the left are, what's that, Keith Olbermann, basically says everybody who supported Trump should be rounded up, arrested. Keith Olbermann, ESPN former guy, MSNBC guy, talking about if Biden wins, they need to arrest Trump, arrest all the people in Trump's administration. It's ridiculous.
That's what communists do. When they get in power, they start rounding up people. They're communist. They're talking about rounding up people. And it's not the conservatives.
I'm glad we live where we do, because you know that's not going to happen down here.
Oh, no.
But,
No.
You know, I told, it's crazy. I don't know.
It's
Are we going
nuts.
To Alaska next Monday? Or next Tuesday?
Yes. Yes, we will. Folks, we're going to plan a live show when me and Bill get together in a room, not the Tubin type of room, on a Zoom. We're not doing that.
Oh, man, I wanted a Tubin room, dude. I'm moving for the Tubin, you know?
Yeah, well, I might have to suspend you. I won't fire you. I might suspend you.
Okay, that's good.
Oh,
well,
my God.
We'll have no jacking zone next week. Okay, check.
Oh, my God. So what we're going to do, folks, is we're going to do a live show together next Tuesday. We're working out the times and the details. So we will announce it probably the next few days of what we're going to be doing. We're going to do live video on Facebook. We're doing right now, we're simulcasting on Facebook, but we're going to do the video where you see both of us talking. We're hopefully do it around a time where we get some results in, you know, do some political commentary. We'll take your calls. We'll do all the good stuff. You know, that's what we do here.
Probably
we
start
do
around 7:45-ish.
Yeah, so we get some results in. 7:45-ish
because Pennsylvania floor is going to be closing at 8.
Yeah,
should have a pretty good idea how it
will. Yeah, we should have a good idea what's going on the East Coast. We'll get some central time zone stuff closing up at 8 o'clock. So we'll get some good information out there to the folks. And I want to tell everybody, I want to say thanks for listening to us on the different media outlets that we're on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Blog Talk Radio, and Apple iTunes. So make sure to subscribe there. Friday nights, we have the Alan and Aaron Sports Talk Radio Show. We do the show live, typically at 9:30. So listen to Alan and Aaron and myself, where we talk all things sports and our NFL picks every week, which I'm doing really well. I'm very proud of myself. Good. I do really good at that stuff. I mean, for entertainment purposes only, but I'm pretty damn good at what I do. Not to brag or anything, but I'm really good at it.
Yeah, I'm definitely coming down Tuesday, Matt.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have a live show Tuesday. You know what? I might try to wrangle in some other people, too. You never know. You might see some other people.
Dude.
I know.
There's a couple I'd love to see face-to-face.
Yeah. Except for Tubin. We don't want to see him face-to-face.
Yeah, right. Is it going to be mask-free?
Mask-free, man. I'm liberty and freedom,
good.
Man.
Good. Okay, good.
Liberty and freedom, my friend. I trust you, man. I know you're doing the right thing. I'm doing the right thing, too.
Oh, yeah, I do.
It's like, here's the thing. Be a good person. Do the right thing. If you, like you said earlier, Bill, if you go to a business that requires masks and you want to shop there, just wear the damn mask. I mean, come on.
Wear the mask is not a big deal. Wash
just
your hands. Stay
wash
away from
hands.
People. If you're sick,
don't do a tubing on Zoom. I mean, you might get suspended or fired. I don't
make
know.
Make sure your camera's off when you're tubing. So.
Oh, jeez, man. It's like that dude got he got so happy about liberal politics, man. He was like, ooh, he got all
ooh,
messed
yeah.
up in his life. Jeez. Yeah.
Is that a fountain going off over there?
Oh, my God. What's that noise, mama? You want to be the messed up part if he got accidentally hacked into a school Zoom? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
No.
Mommy, what's that guy doing? Oh, my God.
What's a one-eye Willie, mommy?
Oh, my God. Boys have penises. I saw a penis on the Zoom. Oh, my God. All right.
Later
folks.
On, explanation.
Exactly. All right, folks. Don't forget. Great show. Don't forget Tuesday night next week, about 7:30, 7:45-ish. We'll get the final details worked out for y'all, folks. We're going to do a live show. Me and Bill, we might even get some other people involved for that. So keep an eye out for that. Don't forget iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, and Blog Talk Radio for the latest news and views that you can use because we're looking out for you, the American people. I hope everybody has a great rest of your week. If you can vote early, vote early. If not, at least vote on Election Day. That's what I'm planning on doing. If you see anything funny or fishy, report it. It's your right and duty to do so. Everybody have a great night. We'll talk to you next Tuesday night on the Brown Report.
Peace. We'll be right back.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.